This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked.
Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us today. We broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Nathan is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Doc Rams with us. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
Rick. I know. Wind up. I don't do this. I'm in a bad place. Everywhere I look, it's getting darker and gloomier, including the weather. I have no idea what's going on.
Well, we had a massive storm this morning in our neck of the woods in Missouri.
How does that work? It's so cold here on the West Coast. I mean, it's cold. It's cold.
Yeah. Yep. Well, okay. West Coast. Here's an interesting thing. Salem, Oregon. And this is from Yahoo News. The headline is, Cryptic Emergency Alert Panics Oregon City's Residents. And it shows a store with a shopping cart on its back, shelves cleaned out on one side. And it says, Salem, Oregon's emergency alert system blasted.
Send me that link,
alert.
Please. Yeah, please.
I will. Yeah. A cryptic alert to cell phones around the capital city, panicking residents, telling them simply, quote, civil emergency, unquote, and, quote, prepare for action, unquote, leaving off the threat that was toxic algae at a local water supply. So what
this
happened
is crazy. That's where my daughter lives. She lives up there. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a water alert because of the algae in the water and algae bloom.
This is public water.
Yeah.
This is the public water, not wells. Yeah.
And it says officials sent a second message 31 minutes later with more information and a link to the municipal website. Within hours of the first alert, residents stripped the aisles of at least one supermarket in the city's downtown of bottled water, and a shopping cart lay tipped on its side in front of the empty shelves. So it looked like it was a water alert. People didn't know what to do. And the first thing, I guess, that they do is they...
Take pictures. That's the way it's going to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so then there was a...
Panic.
Integrated public alert warning system inadvertently defaulted to a generic message, and the emergency Office of Emergency Management apologized for the confusion and the anxiety and the incomplete message. Interesting. How do these people get jobs? I mean, what do you have to do to become one of these inept employees?
You be a human being because you panic with information that's incomplete. And then your imagination starts drawing all kinds of what-ifs. And off you go.
Yep.
And that's the problem. Imagination is reality, which means, you know, you make it so.
Okay, so then that leads to the next question. And this is something I've been unable to figure out. And that is, you know, we talk about preparedness, and, you know, I used to have these meetups in the city of Springfield, and we would teach preparedness, and we would have all kinds of instructors teach classes, including you and Matt Stein, and I mean, just a host of instructors, Norm Shealy, really, really brilliant instructors. And yet, very few people, after 5 years, were seriously prepared. And these are people who are paying attention. These are people who would show up week after week after week. And I don't believe that they are seriously prepared to ride out a calamity.
Well, which one? Which calamity? A pandemic? Earthquake?
Anyone.
There's so many different things potentially available right now. There's no possible way any of us can be totally prepared for it. It's not possible.
Well, if it comes from the air, you're absolutely right. If it's an aerosol delivery, if it's a pathogen delivered via the air, yes. But what I'm saying is, and I've had this chat with Rich Heben many, many times. You know, he lives off grid. I live off grid. We live on farms. You've been farming. Why is it that people don't move out of the city and say, you know what? I think this is pretty, pretty risky staying in the city, but yet they live in these dense population areas where you can't get out. I mean, for New York City, there are only a limited number of bridges. If someone rings the alarm and says, okay, time to go, let's head out toward New Jersey, let's get out of here, let's go to Pennsylvania, how are they going to get out?
You know, if you were to count the amount of bridges between my home and California, just going down 40 miles, it's unbelievable. If we had an earthquake, all of those bridges would be out. If you look at the Trinity Alps down in Northern California around Eureka, every single mountain has a bridge or two crossing it, and it would mean that every single community is isolated right out of the gate. No way to cross the river.
Well, I think people need to experience that at least once to see what it's like to be isolated. Now, we live on a farm, and you've been here, and we live on a dirt road. Between us and the paved road is a what's called a low water bridge. And a low water bridge is not a bridge. It's just it's concrete across the road with a little dip in it. So water will, when it goes to the lowest point, which is where this low water bridge is, water runs across the road. The road doesn't go over the water. The water runs across the road. And when you drive down this dirt road, you hit this patch of concrete, which has a dip in it, and you drive through the water, and then you continue on more dirt road. Okay, so the idea is they put concrete there because the concrete is more durable than the dirt. The concrete doesn't wash out. So this concrete may be, let's say, 60 feet wide. And the water, let's call it a stream or a creek, is running across this concrete pad. Well, there's a whole bunch of them. And when there's a lot of rain, we cannot leave the farm because the water would be higher. If you opened your truck door on this concrete pad, water will enter your door in your truck. And I'm talking about a three-quarter ton truck, which is, you know, pretty high off the ground. So there are plenty of times when we are trapped here. And it's it's something that you get a little more used to. So if you think that you're going to be trapped at any moment and you don't know when, you prepare for that. So you have food, you have water, you have electricity, you have batteries, you know, you have your and if you have to make it through that water, well, what you do is you open the truck doors and you let the water run through the truck so that the truck doesn't get washed across the low water bridge and downstream. So, I mean, that's what you do. But when you live like this and when you experience the fact that you get trapped in your home at any time, and you have been, you prepare for that. You say, what didn't I like about that? What didn't I like about being trapped? Well, maybe we should have some more food. Maybe we should have some more water. Maybe we should have some jugs of water. Maybe we should have some flashlight batteries. Heck, maybe we ought to be off-grid. You know, I see houses that get flooded. And what's the difference between a house that gets flooded and a house that doesn't get flooded? Well, the houses that get flooded are lower and water runs downhill. So those houses are in a potentially bad situation. So why don't we not live downhill, you know, where the water collects? I mean, you see all these things, and then you make decisions, and you can do what we've done and what Rich Sheehan has done and kind of things that you've done, Norm Shealy. You don't build a house at the bottom of the hill. You don't build a house in a flood zone. Because why would they call it a flood zone? Because it floods. And here in our neck of the woods, you see these signs on the side of the road, and they have numbers on them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And it says, that's a sign that says how deep the water is. So it's a sign that's vertical, and when it gets to the number 1, it's 1 foot deep. If it's 2, it's 2 feet deep. If it's 5, it's 5 feet deep. So you don't see, in our neck of the woods, you don't see cars driving into what they think is an inch of water and it's 5 feet deep. Because people can read the signs here. They're more used to it. Whereas if you get on the internet and you look at flooding and you see, wow, I can't believe that gal drove that car, or that guy drove that car, or that cop drove that car into an area that's over the hood. What were they thinking? I guess they weren't thinking. So the way we live is because we can see these kinds of things happening. And when we built our house, my son and my wife and I marched all over the property to figure out which knoll we thought was the best to build our house on. Which one would have the best drainage? Which one would be the most suitable for not being flooded? And that's what we did. But if if you buy a used house, you inherit mistakes from the previous owner or owners. So my suggestion to you is go find a piece of land in the middle of the countryside where there aren't a lot of neighbors, where there aren't a lot of cell towers or electrical substations or nuclear power plants or toxic exhaust from factories. And the water's not polluted, and the ground's not polluted, and the taxes are low, and the government help that you might get is few and far between, and electricity is affordable rates, and you consider building a house there. And you do lots of research, and you look at lots of house plans, and you figure out what makes a lot of sense, what's affordable, and you find an area where they don't have building codes. And that way the government types aren't going to be breathing down your neck, telling you what to do. Those are just a few of my thoughts. I'd love to hear what you have to say when we come back, Rick.
Okay.
Doc Ram's with us. DocRam.com. DocRam.com. Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Everyone knows even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding, and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands if you qualify. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who will fight to protect you from the IRS, ensuring you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-931-4033. 800-931-4033. 800-931-4033.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
during the commercial break, I saw that we had some calves just a few feet from the studio window. These little couple hundred pound calves that we've been bottle feeding. And I ran over to the Jeep, got out a handful of range cubes, and these are like dog biscuits for cows, and I grabbed a handful of them, and I called Bessie and Joe. Hey, Bessie, hey, Joe, come on over. Biscuits. And they came running over, and I fed them these range cubes, which were like extruded.
Yeah, it's like about time we have something cheerful, you know?
Yeah. And that was the point. The point is, so we can live like this. We actually can live in the countryside, and that's what I was kind of talking about. We can live in the countryside, and we can do those kinds of very pleasant things.
And
we can enjoy life. And so I guess my question is, Rick, I talked about building your own in the countryside. Do it your way. Make your own mistakes rather than buy someone else's mistakes. You know, rather than buy the mistakes of building contractors who cut corners, electrical contractors who cut corners, put the outlets in the wrong places, the lights in the wrong places, the house in the wrong place, the drainage system inadequate, the septic system in the wrong place. Why do that? Why not find a property in the countryside that has not been built on, and build your own, make your own.
You know, that's a dream. That's the American dream. And the American dream is just that. You're asleep. Because I'm a renter. I thought I was going to be able to buy my home. I love my home. My girlfriend would move in a heartbeat if I was able to buy this home. But now, instead, I have to move. And I don't have the money to move. I don't have, the American dream is, you have to be asleep now. And I don't mean to be such a doom and gloomer. I really don't. But I would be remiss if I didn't say something as a scientist. And this 5G smart meter combo is an end game weapon. And once it's deployed, there is nothing. There's no defense. You can't shield it. You can't get away from it. It is going to require, like you said last week, more towers in order to have the bandwidth reach, because it's an in-sight thing with 5 gigahertz, you know, microwave. It's going to fry everything. And it's the LD50 ratios of this thing are so bad as to be... how could they possibly think? And yet, it's a done deal. You have no real say. Even if you opt out, they're going to charge you to not have it. How does that work? It's not about a guy coming out to your property and reading your meter for $30 a read. That's crazy. That means they're raising the electric prices, power prices, by at least $30. That's what they're talking about per month. Just for a reader? Is that really what it costs? Really? I don't believe it. Yeah. I don't believe any of it. And we have these talks going on here, and even our power company, our local one, didn't really want to push it, but they must. Why? I'm telling you, there's something else going on. I really don't have a clue I don't know what to say to people. But there's no place you can get away from it. Pennsylvania.
Well, here's one way. Yeah, here's one way of looking at it.
Pennsylvania is now saying that you can't go into certain forests because you don't have telephone coverage. What? That's why I go into the woods, to get away from that.
University's
doing this. I can't believe it.
Professor.
I would be embarrassed to call myself a scientist in people supporting this kind of technology. And I'm challenging anybody out there on it. This is crazy. And the more I look at it, the more I study it, the worse it looks.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about...
I got to step back.
I have to do that often. So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about what you can do to shield yourself a little bit. DocRand.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. President Trump heading west to give the commencement speech at the U.S. Air Force Academy in Colorado later today. As he leaves the White House, the president tells reporters former FBI Chief Robert Mueller never should have been allowed to lead the investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election.
I think he's totally conflicted because, as you know, he wanted to be the FBI director, and I said no. As you know, I had a business dispute with him after he left the FBI. We had a business dispute. Not a nice one. He wasn't happy with what I did.
The president calling the probe the biggest harassment of a president ever. First-time claims for unemployment benefits up last week. The Labor Department says around 215,000 U.S. workers filed initial claims. That's up 3,000 from the week before. But in line with economists' predictions, and this is USA Radio News.
Hey, guys, Ken here from Income Store. Did you know of the top 10 reasons an employee stays at a company for more than 2 years, the seventh reason is the pay or the salary? The first six reasons have nothing to do with money. Things like they feel part of a team, they know they belong, their voice is heard, they're respected. Also, employees go through five phases within a couple days to 6 months of any new position. Excitement, education, reality, doubt, then clarity. Did you know it's a manager's job to walk them to clarity as fast as possible? If you need to know these fundamental principles, If you need to know these fundamental principles, I can't say this. This is awesome. This is like a blooper roll. Hey, you know what? If you need tips and techniques like this to grow your business today, you got to check out door number one of Income Store. If you just need somebody to literally hold your hand and get you to the finish line, check out door number two of IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Why today? God, you're. Take my. When you go, be feeding for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So the current 4G cell towers have about a dozen antenna ports and to support the communications. Now the new 5G cell towers will have about 100 ports. So we're going to go from 12 ports to 100 ports. And the 4G cell towers are about 90 feet tall, 90. about the height of a nine-story building, 90 feet tall. And they're expensive to install. And they're expensive to maintain. If you want to change the light bulbs on it, it costs about a dollar a foot, or it used to about 13 years ago, to hire a guy to go and change the light bulbs on these towers. And it's dangerous. And those towers sway, and you know not everybody is going to do that. Well, the new 5G towers are about 4 feet tall, shorter than a person, as opposed to 90 feet tall. Now, the problem is that the signals are going to be transmitted every couple hundred feet, and maybe every block in the city, or multiple antennas per block, and you won't be able to tell what they are because they're only 4 feet tall. It's not like they stand out. Now, when we built our house, Rick, in class, we chose a location that was had a lot of woods. About half of our farm is woods. And I figured that, well, these cell towers are everywhere, and at least the trees and the leaves and the moisture in the growth of the trees and the leaves would attenuate some of these signals, these microwave signals. And there's only one tower near here. It's a couple miles away. And we specifically chose a location where they wouldn't be putting in more cell towers because there aren't a lot of people here. Now, that's one of the reasons to get out of Dodge, to get out of the city, because in the city they want to put more and more and more of these 5G mini towers. And there are a lot of concerns. There are people who are concerned about breaking DNA. There are people who are concerned about destruction of cell metabolism, sleep disorders, cancer. The list goes on and on and on. So the World Health Organization, as far as I know, has classified radio frequency radiation as a possible carcinogen. So if that's the case, why are we doing this? Who is to blame? And, you know, once it's up, it's really hard to get rid of it. Like, let's say we wanted to get rid of cell phone antennas right now. How would you do that? They're everywhere, and they're going to put more in. And what happens is they just show up. They just show up. And the 5G towers are so small that you really don't see them. They kind of blend in. They can be stuck on the sides of buildings, lamp posts, you know, street lights, traffic lights, you know, crosswalk little poles where you push the button across the street. You know, they could be everywhere. Signposts, billboards, everywhere. And you won't know where they are without meters. Rich, your thought?
Well, I remember a comedy called Neighbors with John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd. And what happens when you're near a high-tension power line? And then I remembered when these towers started being put up on the top of mountains, doing a direct line of sight from one mountain to the next to move the microwave band. And I remember that they disguised them as trees so they wouldn't stick out on top of a mountain with trees. And now you can spot them. You can spot them everywhere. And actually, there's one right here in the center of Grants Pass, Oregon, right down at the racetrack. It's we have horse racing, limited horse racing in June. And they've got one right there, right now, that went up a few months ago. Nobody noticed it, and then all of a sudden there it was. And that's how it's going to play. And there is no defense. And really, that's why we're on the Earth, is to shield ourselves with our atmosphere. Our atmosphere is supposed to shield us from this kind of nonsense of high-end radiation. It's one of the reasons why we can't travel in space, because of the deadly radiation from these high gigahertz-level bandwidths. And we now, instead, are putting it on the other side of our shield. Down on Earth.
The inside of our armor.
That's where the part that people don't get, and it's done so quietly that before anybody notices, it's all already done. And that, to me, smacks as an invasion. Invasion of something. And I have no idea. But if I were an alien and wanted Earth, you know, this is how you do it.
Yeah, it's an outrage. And here's another thing. The effect on the skin. So one of the biggest concerns about 5G is how these wavelengths affect the skin. So the human body has between 2 and 4 million sweat ducts. And as we sweat, we become more conductive to these frequencies. So, unbelievable. And, well, here's the proof. Here's the proof. So if you put in your microwave oven, class, a cup of water, which has a lot of conductivity for microwaves, you can boil the water. You know that. You can put a cup of water in there and then boil it and put your tea bag in later, or you can take a cup of cold coffee and put it in there and heat it up so it's really warm. You can take a hot dog, which has a lot of moisture or water in it, and you can heat it up in a minute. Okay. Or you can take a piece of toast, dry toast, and put dry toast in the microwave oven. And how well does that heat up? Not so well. Why? Because it doesn't have the moisture to absorb the microwave radiation. And how does that microwave radiation work? Well, you know, when you're cold in the wintertime and you rub your hands together to warm them up, the friction? That's what the microwaves do. They go between the molecules of whatever it is that they hit, and they cause those molecules to vibrate against each other, and the friction causes them to heat up.
This is going to be used eventually as a so-called type of communication, synthetic telepathy. And I'm going to tell you that every single shooting, high school shooting in America, has the kid that said that he heard voices in his head. This is a new weapon that was developed almost 40 years ago that is now becoming an endgame weapon. And that one woman running for Congress or whatever that's saying that it's about pornography, did you read about that? That's the most absurd, stupidest thing I've ever heard. And I would be remiss if I didn't start criticizing the way people are responding to what's going on all around us. The prisons are no longer about opiates. All the inmates are on antidepressants and antipsychotics now. That's another beta testing that they've done. It's like the kids in high school that are doing these shootings, it's a beta test on how to set it up in a neighborhood near you. And yeah. If you don't think they're not going to use that as a weapon, what planet did you grow up on?
Rick, we've got Dawn's to you. Dawn's, welcome.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm joining you in a little bit of the melancholy, but I think I might find something I can say to make us all feel a little better by saying it on the air. So, basically, I've had kind of a rough go of it myself, and I don't want to seem trite on a fix or anything, but the loss of confidence is the thing that I'm experiencing.
There you go. Trust. That's the word, trust. We don't trust anything anymore.
And we have to put on these hats. We have to be the doctor. We have to be the lawyer. We have to be the farmer. We have to be the hairdresser. We have to be the
law enforcement, be whatever.
We have to be the whole conglomerate of what it takes to live. And we have those of us that were raised to be responsible are going to feel something. If you have empathy, you're going to feel it, and you're going to experience the energies in advance of the actual events. And so I think, Doc Graham, you're one of the exceptional people, and I wanted to come on the air today and say it to anybody listening, and you have given so much yourself. And I want to see you situated and people like you situated. And I'm not talking about me. I'm in the opposite position. I've got three homes and I can't live in all three of them. And I don't know exactly which way to move because I'm not getting clear intent on which direction I should go. So I'm kind of in a holding pattern. And that can have its own difficulties if you're empathetic, because you can feel what's going on with people around you.
Yeah.
So anyway, I went on a great big tour here recently since about May 16th. And in between that, it was 6 months to the day on Mother's Day that my mother passed. And then it was my birthday on May 20th. And then it was this, and then it was that. And there was just all kinds of opportunities for me to get completely down in the dumps. So I started looking around for some confidence. I started looking for confidence. I started looking for where I could trust. And I always tune in to you, Vince. I always tune in to you. So I wanted to tell you that, too. When I need to get a feeling that there's people out there that are trying to do right by themselves and others, I listen to you guys. So I called in today, a little upset, able to talk, barely able. And I just wanted to say to you, I found a little bit of a trite answer to this that helped me through this dark period. We had a mower man come out here with a big mower like you use on golf courses. And he was mad at his bosses. And he deposited like something like around 500 pounds of rocks in lawns. And I was very upset by it. It did damage to cars. It put holes in siding, blah, blah, blah. And I went out and I raked, when I got done, 900 pounds out of my neighbor's yard.
Hold that thought. Dawn, hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain. But you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Plus, if you'd like to call in, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. And if you'd like to listen on the telephone listen line, 24-7, 605-477-3249. Dawn's is with us. And, Dawn, you were talking about a guy who mows the lawn depositing rocks on lawns so that the rocks would go flying and break windows. Is that what you're talking about?
Correct. Yeah, last season it was a window breaker. This season it was dents in the siding, holes in the siding, dents in the cars, chips in the windshield, windshields. And so I started, I think it was around just probably around the 10th of May, I started raking pebble-sized stones the size of your little fingernail out of the yards. And I just got done probably a couple of days ago. And I raked and raked and raked. And I've got to give credit where credit is due. I'm a mutt. I've got some pretty pure tracing back, but I'm a mutt. And people try to categorize me. And I listen to mutts, and I listen to everybody. I'm eclectic. I'm not stuck in any kind of a religious doctrine. I go by feel, mainly. Not always, mainly. And it just felt wrong to leave it that way. And so I went out and raked it. And I listened to Anthony Patch. I paid a lot of attention to him when he was going over a lot of scientific material a few months ago. And one of the things he kept repeating was, one idiot, So that was my way of 180ing a terrible thing. I filled 9 potholes. I even went up to a business and on a street and filled a pesky pothole they had had a long time. And it made me feel better. And it made me feel like there was something I could do, because here's the feeling I'm relating to what I'm hearing out of other people that are going through this, that know better, that this, we don't need to live this way. And the thing that I'm understanding and that I'm hearing out of other people is it's like we're in the middle of a soccer field and everybody's competing and playing soccer around us and we're getting bumped into and knocked over and knocked down and we can't see a clear route out of the chaos. And it's a matter of needing to 180 right there in the middle of the soccer field. That's where you need to feel better. And I don't believe in any system where you have to fold yourself up into a pretzel to get relief. It better work on my feet because I'm in the field all the time. Whatever I'm talking about better have practical application. And I'm telling you that just finding something to turn something around like that. Now, I couldn't 180 all of it. I mean, there was damage done. But by getting myself in a better position, I was able to call you guys today. Or if I hadn't been able to turn that around, I don't know if I would have been able to talk without crying.
Dawn, there's something that I heard yesterday for the first time. And I wrote myself a note. It was Automobile Association did a commercial on road rage. And they're saying that, and they were explaining road rage, and people are happy, and all of a sudden, no, they lose it. You know, they lose it. And, you know, simple scenarios where people are talking, and then the mother loses her temper at her child. You know, one second she's okay. Next second, the mother just loses it. And that's what's happening all around us. And it's happening so much that there's now a commercial saying, knock it off. You know, you don't need to behave like this. You can be nice to other people all the time. I mean, I think that's the message. And I think what you're saying, if correct me if I'm wrong, Dawns, is that there was this guy who mowed lawns as an employee, and he was annoyed with his boss, so he was going to take it out and inflict damage that he would trace back to his boss by these guys mowing lawns and throwing these rocks and damaging siding, windows, cars, etc. And the interesting thing is, it happened to me. It took out the window on the back of my, my old Mercedes, 1996. One of these mowing guys hit a rock and it took out my back window. The guy denied it, and I called his boss and I said, "Hey, you guys did it. And we can do it the easy way or the hard way. Pick one." And I said, "I don't care. It'd be fun going to court. I don't mind." And they decided they were going to do it the easy way and pay for the rear window. But the boss said he had to pay for it out of his own pocket because they've hit so many pieces of glass and done so much damage that one more claim would get him to the point where he would not any longer be insurable.
Oh, my God. We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
Searching for a safe way to get rest you deserve, improve and lift your mood, relief for aches and pains? The answer, HempFX, Uplift, Relax, Soothe. You are invited to a workshop free on Saturday, May 18th, 10:30 to 1:30 at Westin San Francisco Airport, 1 Old Bayshore Highway, Millbury, California. Contact Donna at 650-861-0606. That's 650-861-0606 or Donna Garland at yahoo.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.